As the U.S. approaches its 13th year of conflict with the war in Afghanistan, so continue the harrowing stories of the military operations occurring there. One such operation has been recreated with brutal reality in writer-director Peter Berg's new film, Lone Survivor. Based on U.S. Navy SEAL Marcus Luttrell's book of the same name, the film tells the story of the failed 2005 mission, Operation Red Wings. Playing Luttrell is a quite good Mark Wahlberg, heading a cast of strong actors as the courageous but doomed team of Navy SEALs. Emil Hirsch as second gunner's mate Danny Dietz, Taylor Kitsch as Lieutenant Michael Murphy, and Ben Foster as technician Matthew Axelson. The operation involved these four men entering Afghanistan in an attempt to capture the Taliban leader Ahmad Shah. Upon finding Shah's camp, the SEALs encountered an unarmed Afghani goat herder and his children. To kill these civilians would have been a violation of the rules of engagement, but freeing them would risk the Shah becoming aware of their presence. When the SEALs ultimately decided to let the civilians go, it led to an attack from the Shah's forces and the massive battle sequence which is the center of the film. Peter Berg spares no amount of explicit violence or brutality in recreating the fighting between the Navy SEALs and the Shah's men. This film is not recommended for anyone offended by blood or gore. Also, props to the stuntmen of this film. Indeed, Berg tries to be so realistic in his recreation that he opens and closes the film with actual photographs of the Navy SEALs of this operation. While this adds a documentary element, I think it detracts from whatever drama he was trying to create with this film. Whatever their intentions, both Berg and Luttrell have succeeded in showing us the excruciating work that is done by our armed forces, and in making us appreciate them all the more. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.